A new report on global internet freedom was published today. It's by the U.S.-based rights group Freedom House. The report singles China out as one of the worst offenders when it comes to limiting what people can see and say online. But China may be doing more than just blocking access, as we hear from The World's Clark Boyd.
It's common knowledge that China has one of, if not the most, sophisticated and pervasive internet filtering systems in the world. Those technical controls are reinforced by harsh legal penalties for those who say things online that the government doesn't like. But Freedom House found that Chinese authorities also have a system for influencing online conversation.
They have literally thousands of people that are paid to post pro-government content.
Karen Karlekar is managing editor of the Freedom on the Net project.
The manipulation is something that's, I think, a little bit newer. I think governments basically face this problem where they want to allow some access to the internet. So governments are trying to find ways to sort of, I think, manipulate in more subtle ways and censor in more subtle ways.
The Freedom House report comes on the heels of other research on China released last Saturday. It's the work of something called the Information Warfare Monitor. That's a collaboration between a Canadian think tank and the Citizen Lab, a University of Toronto group that monitors internet access worldwide. 10 months ago, the group began investigating some claims made by Tibetan exile groups in northern India. Those exile groups were convinced their computer systems and internet traffic had been compromised. Using a combination of field research and computer forensics, University of Toronto researchers found that someone had, in fact, taken control of those Tibetan groups' machines. Researcher Nart Villeneuve explains.
You can just imagine what an attacker could do with this kind of tool in place, from retrieving all of the documents to recording all the keystrokes, sending email as if it was you, because it really is coming from your email client on your computer.
But the question remained, who took control of those computers? The group dug a bit deeper, says principal investigator Ron Diebert.
Once we were on the system, we realized that it was much larger than Tibetan organizations. We had uncovered an apparent system of cyber espionage that involved 1,295 computers in 103 countries.
They dubbed that system GhostNet. It was designed to run in the background without anyone knowing it was there. Nearly 30% of GhostNet's targets were high-profile: embassies, foreign ministries, diplomatic missions. So far, there are no reports of U.S. government computers being affected. Geographically, the targets were centered in South and Southeast Asia. Diebert says it looked like a radar sweeping China's southern borders. And while there is much circumstantial evidence pointing to official Chinese involvement in GhostNet, Diebert says it's just that, circumstantial.
And the fact that the computers, at least some of them, that were involved in this attack are located in China is really not convincing evidence, because just as we were able to log on to the control servers here in Toronto, anyone could have broken into those computers and used them as a proxy, as a staging ground to disguise their true location.
Diebert says that his group would have to break the law to try to prove official Chinese involvement in GhostNet, and it's not about to do that. For its part, the Chinese government dismissed the report's conclusions. A spokesman said, quote, "The attempt to tarnish China with such lies is doomed to failure." For The World, this is Clark Boyd.